Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Humor at Work. So I want to talk today about putting mimes to good use for a change. Now, I kid because I love mimes. I'm going to get to the mimes in a few minutes. But I want to talk about how there's a reason, there must be an obvious reason, that U.S. advertisers spend an estimated $20 to $60 billion a year trying to make people laugh. 3% of all Super Bowl ads use humor. As ad man Arne DeGeorge once said, in a world of clutter, you must entertain before you educate. Mountains of research into the use of humor in advertising suggests that humor is, in fact, a very persuasive communication tool. So the next time you start an ad campaign in your community, in your business, in your workplace to raise awareness over the need to have everyone wash their hands or adopt safety practices or quit leaving dirty dishes in the sink, it could be something small, it could be something huge, consider how the use of humor might help you think outside the memo. The research into humor and advertising suggests that humor works for several reasons. But here's the top three. First reason is that humor grabs attention. This sounds rather obvious, but that's why it works. Humor grabs people attention. You know, the Saanich Police Department on Vancouver Island managed to increase the viewership of their police website by one-third when they started using funny headlines such as a Mr. Bean-style robbery or the Stupid Criminal of the Month Award. They added a little humor, they grabbed more attention. In a similar vein, in 2007, the mayor of Bogota, Colombia, deployed 500 mimes. I told you we'd get to the mimes. 500 mimes on the streets of Bogota to mock bad driving behaviors and encourage safer driver and pedestrian behaviors. The program was a huge hit. And just when you thought it was okay to start hating mimes. Now, you might not think that falls under the category of communication, but it sent a very effective, powerful message, and isn't that what good communication is all about? So it seems to me, mimes can sometimes be used to communicate. Number two, reason why humor works in advertising and in any communication campaign is that humor distracts people, but in a good way. Numerous studies, including one in the Journal of Abnormal and Social Psychology, found that humor can be highly persuasive when presenting a message that people disagree with because the humor distracts them from immediately creating counter-arguments, in part because they don't feel like the message is being crammed down their throats. And the third reason why humor works is because it increases the likability of this source. If you like an ad, if you like a commercial, chances are that'll make you like the company just a wee bit more. And the same principle applies to a communication campaign. If a message makes you smile, chances are you'll feel a little more positively about the source of the message as well. As some of you may recall who are Humor at Work eZine subscribers, the smart folks out there, you may recall from a 2012 issue that Johnson & Johnson scored a huge PR hit when, rather than sending out the usual mind-numbing corporate blah 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 apology, they created a hilarious customizable music video apologizing to their customers for a distribution glitch. If you go to Humor at Work TV, humoratwork.tv, you can see that video there. It is hilarious. And watching that video, you have to ask yourself, how could anyone possibly stay mad at someone who goes to that much trouble and uses that much humor to say they're sorry? So humor grabs attention, it distracts people in a good way, and it increases the likability of the source. And now my fun at work tip, a simple way to add some humor to either your business or personal voicemail message is to offer an offbeat push here option. When you phone Shutterfly, for example, the internet-based photo publishing site, you are offered the option of pressing 9 to hear the message delivered from a pirate and told that the call may be recorded for purposes of blackmail. Or the technology networking company CX Tech offers 3 fun options. Press 4 to hear a lion roar, that's their mascot. Press 5 to hear, quote, a pretty funny joke, and press 8 to hear a clip from their in-house rock band. Simple, fun, but memorable. And now my quote of the week from Kathy Hirsch. Humor is like a rubber sword. It allows you to make a point without drawing blood. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, a study conducted at the Michigan Technological University has found no evidence You may be shocked to hear this. No evidence of time travelers anywhere online. The research cost virtually nothing. The astrophysicist leading the study stressed that he was doing it on his own time and just, you know, for the fun of it. And sadly, he came up without a single Marty McFly presence anywhere online. But as Harvard professor Avi Loeb noted in regards to this study, as anyone who uses online dating knows, the internet is the last place to find the truth about physical reality. This has been Michael Kerr with another episode of Humor at Work, reminding you to keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success. And for more great ideas, to sign up to the printed version of the e-zine, to check out some articles and videos, and hey, better yet, to bring me in to speak to your workplace, cruise on over to humoratwork.com.